Hi, happy spring, everyone, and welcome to the Cultural Commission meeting. I'm going to go ahead and get the meeting started. We are expecting at least one more commissioner. She's running a little late. So can we have the roll call, please?
Chairperson McBride.
Here.
Vice Chair Danao. Commissioner Abad. Commissioner Bugley. Commissioner Geary. Commissioner Nagel. Commissioner Ramirez.
Here.
A quorum's present.
Thank you. At this time, we'll take public comments. The public is invited to comment on and discuss any topic that is relevant to or within the authority of the Carson City Cultural Commission. And in order for members of the public to participate on the Cultural Commission's consideration of an agenda item, the Cultural Commission strongly encourages members of the public to comment on an item during the item itself, subject to a 3-minute limit. No action may be taken on a matter raised under public comment unless the item has been specifically included on the agenda as an item upon which action may be taken.
Hi, I'm Sharon Ross with Capital City Arts Initiative, and thank you for your hospitality. I'm introducing the new exhibition that we have here in the Sierra Room. It's Susan Glazer Church and Stephen Reed, some work, some water, some welded. Susan is the welder. Stephen did the watercolors. We were thrilled with Stephen lived in Japan for a while. He now lives in Dayton. Susan lives in the Keddie Ranch, which is a good hour east of Elko. And there's wall text back there on the wall that will explain more details about them. She learned to weld from her father, and we're thrilled with the way the abstract watercolors interact with the welded steel pieces. And the show is up through the end of June. Well, our student show, Art from WNC, is up through mid-April at the Brick, and followed by a high school student show. And we're having a reception for the high school students on Tuesday, April 24th from 5 to 7 with all the lemonade you can drink. So please join us. Okay, drum roll. I'm very proud to announce that we got a Challenge America grant from the National Endowment for the Arts for this exhibition. So if you haven't been... Thank you. They're highly competitive grants. They're national grants, and so we're thrilled. The essay, I think, does a beautiful job of explaining Rick's background and how it interacts with his exhibition. So enjoy, and thank you. Do you have any questions? Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Sharon. And let the record reflect that Commissioner Bugley just arrived. Any other members of the public wish to comment? No? Okay. Don't be shy. All right. Okay, so item number 4 is approval of the minutes of the January 24th, 2018 meeting. Anybody have any comments on that? So do I have a motion to approve?
I move to approve the minutes of January 24th as presented.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Thank you very much. Item number 5, possible action item, adoption of the agenda. So this is where there's the opportunity to take agenda items out of order as published, so we can take those for possible action can be changed in order to accommodate people's schedules or whatever, two or more agenda items may be combined for consideration.
I have no alteration of the agenda.
Okay. Number six, for discussion only. On March 1st, 2018, the Carson City Board of Supervisors unanimously voted to approve the first amended cooperative agreement between Carson City, a consolidated municipality, and political subdivision of the state of Nevada and the Carson City Culture and Tourism Authority, a county fair and recreation board created by the city pursuant to NRS 244A, for administrative services and facility use and management to be funded by 2% of the total 11% transient lodging tax rate.
Hello. Good to see everyone here. Thank you for those members of the community and the audience. So I was going to try to explain what all that means. And in short, it's good news. The 1% that brings me here to Carson City is collected by the Visitors Bureau. That 1% is not only salary and benefits, but also programming. And I have a slide that can break down that 1%. That 1%, Culture and Tourism Authority Board voted to approve the transfer of that 1% and myself under the city. The Board of Supervisors approved that transfer on March 1st, thus creating an Arts and Culture Department. My title is, because of city classification, my title is currently Arts and Culture Coordinator. The 2% and the $414,000 mentioned in that is the 1% of my budget, which is $207,000, and also a 1% of what is an inter-local agreement that the Visitors Bureau pays the city to provide services such as human resources. Yeah, please.
So it's basically a lot of administrative services, HR, payroll, all of the above, stuff like that.
And so up here on the screen, we'll see the organization chart that I was under as at the Visitors Bureau. There you see the Board of Supervisors and City Manager there. The Cultural Commission has always been an advisory board to the Board of Supervisors with several other boards and committees. They've always been under City Hall. The Visitors Bureau is its own entity, and I serve there under the operations manager, but also as a staff liaison to the Cultural Commission. This is, you know, I'm a board member of our state arts agency, so it affords me the opportunity to speak to my colleagues throughout the state. And this is how it is currently organized throughout the state. The Arts and Culture Director for Las Vegas, Reno, and Fernley are all under City Hall. Myself and Tonopah were under the Visitors Bureau, and the rest. Correct. That's right. Well, this is.
There was a recent name change of the Visitors Bureau to the Culture and Tourism Authority.
Right.
Just for the record,
right.
That's now the CTA.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a statewide perspective. And then the rest were under Parks and Rec. And so our Cultural Commission, you guys celebrate your 10th year anniversary this July 17. And as you know, the past 5 years, Vern Cron from Parks and Recs shepherded us through. And so what I see here is a ladder of evolution. These are some of the highlights that we celebrated together. Inside the Mind of Da Vinci is up there. Our first National Endowment of the Grant is up there. Capital Collage is up there. Lupe, I think your addition to the Cultural Commission, the first Latina in 10 years, is up there. And and then me on my end, representing Carson City statewide, is up there. And so it was these accomplishments that we made together that are brought in front of the city to ask for a higher platform to continue working. So this is the current organization. We're there in the center. I just put library and parks and rec up there side by side just so you can have an idea of what it looks like. So there's the commissions there. There are department heads, the staff liaison, and then the department reporting to the city manager, who in turn reports to the Board of Supervisors. And you'll see our public art panels there under the cultural commissions. So before and after, yeah. I wanted to break down the 1% in the past year, what I have identified as the expenditures of that $207,000. And that's an estimate from the Culture and Tourism Authority for our next fiscal year. Of course, that 1% has a sunset clause of June 1, 2021, and that was established at the Carson City Visitors Bureau meeting of May 5th, 2016, prior to my arrival. So, you know, to be honest with you, I've been here about a year and a half. I'm playing like I have 3.5 years on the clock. And I really want to make some long-term foundation and structures. The $207,000 is broken into the following. The funds, which is my salary and benefits. Next category I called purchase of art assets and all its related costs. So not only is it the purchase for, let's say, Da Vinci, but it's the install, transit, signage, storage, crating, pedestals. This could be for a two-dimensional painting as well, framing, anti-theft device, groundwork, maintenance, theft deterrence. And so I have the Da Vinci and some of the capital collage artwork that are now city assets up there as an example. Secondly, the programming of events. And here I have some events listed, the Fashion Films in February, the Great Basin Native Artist Show at the Stewart Indian School, the Entrepreneur Workshop at the Adams Hub, our art walks, the Huey helicopter display, which was a collaboration with the museum in Reno that we had out here for our vets, Capital Collage, the creation of the Nevada Day program cover, and of course the True Event, True Grit event. So that kind of gives you a robust idea of what that is. Promotional opportunities. These are opportunities that I'm going to sort of go forward thinking as like commercial spots. Like, how can we advertise arts? So the Reno Tahoe Territory, and I have some slides in my report I can show you, were in town recently. And this is a group of about 40 to 60 lodging properties and entertainment properties all around the Reno Tahoe Territory. Now, that's a region that Travel Nevada, Commissioner Geary, tell me if I'm doing this right, has divided the state in. I think there's seven regions. And so they convene once a month for information sharing. They were at the Nugget recently, and I hired Mile High Jazz Band to play for them during lunch. So every opportunity that we have for these people to come through here, I want them to be impressed by what we have. Another promotional opportunity, Commissioner Ramirez, as you know, was the Day of Dead activity that we had, the State Art Museum, the State Museum here in Carson City. We have a Lay Day coming up celebrating Polynesian culture at the museum. The Nevada Arts Council Artist Workshop, that's an idea I'm going to show you later on in my presentation. And then you have the typical things, which are like radio spots, press, marketing, and that sort. So I think there's two ways to inform the public of what we're doing. There's printed that you can see and radio that you can hear, or the actual event itself and that opportunity that you can grab. Lastly, is conferences, events, and awareness. And this is really for me to stay on top of what's happening around us. These are special events for Nevada arts organizations. For example, the Arts and Environment Conference at the Nevada Museum of Art, Western States Arts Federation Conference, Arts Advocacy Day in D.C., American for the Arts Annual Convention. And these are really more state and federal. You know, Capital City Arts Initiative is a recipient of a federal grant. We are too. It's making sure that we as a capital get the information we need so we can make the right decisions going forward. But it also plugs into those promotional opportunities there attending such events led to the $10,000+ of donated items for capital collage. All the stuff goes hand in hand. So those are five simplified breakdown of that $207,000. And I invited Jason Link here tonight, Director of Finance, new Director of Finance, yes, here in Carson City, to help me explain how going forward the Cultural Commission is going to approve the budget going forward. So I'll let you take it from there.
Thank you. So Jason Link, I'm the city's chief financial officer. It's nice to be with you this evening to talk about finances for the Culture and Arts Commission here. We will be at the city level creating a new fund that will house the 1% that's going to pay for Mark and all of his good projects and stuff going on. Related to that, we'll bring forward to you kind of a draft budget, a tentative budget, that you'll vote on and make a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors related to. As this was done like a week or two ago, we're still in the process of putting that budget together. So we don't have time to present it to you this evening. But under normal circumstances, I'll walk you through basically the budget process that we use on the from a staff side. Back in February, mid-February, the Board of Supervisors would have adopted the assumptions for the budget for the entire city, some of the assumptions for the general fund. On March 9th, the department submitted any changes to the proposed budget that finance puts together. So basically, finance takes the existing budget, rolls it forward for any staff changes, things like that that we know are coming into place. And then departments give us feedback as to any changes related to that. March 21st, tomorrow, the departments would present any recommended changes for staffing or additional costs and things like that to our internal finance committee. The committee would meet, make those decisions. Ultimately, the city manager uses that as a decision-making process to propose changes to the tentative budget to the Board of Supervisors. The board, we will have in this room on April 2nd an open house that talks about all of the budget for the entire city, major departments, what's going on, proposed projects for the coming year, different things like that. So if you're available, please come by and at least heckle us a little bit, you know. April 19th, the tentative budget is proposed to the Board of Supervisors. They will make any recommendation for changes at that level. And then it comes back to the Board of Supervisors on May 21st for final approval. So in a normal circumstance, this particular meeting, you would be seeing the draft budget put together by Mark and myself and staff as to what the Cultural Commission's budget would look like for the coming fiscal year. And then you would make a recommendation on that to the Board of Supervisors. Does that make sense? So
where does Mark's budget fall into the timeline this spring? When does his also have to be finally approved on May 21st?
It does. Yep. So we're quickly putting together something for the Board of Supervisors for the 19th. So all the things that he's talked about, we're trying to incorporate into that tentative budget.
Are you the person I should ask, is now that Mark has changed his location, his office location, will he be paying rent?
I can answer that.
Sure.
So currently, and this is in my presentation, the Adams Hub is waiving rent for me to exist there right now. And pending a presentation to the Board of Supervisors on April 19th, the Adams Hub may become leased by the city. Is that the right?
It's like we're going to be acting as managers for the owners, but I can explain more at the next meeting. We're sort of in that process right now, and I don't want to go too far outside the scope of what we've agendized. So,
right. I was just curious as to if renting office space was going to come out of that 1%.
The arrangement we have now, there would be no rent.
I'm not quite sure how to phrase this. It's Barbara Dineo. The staff time, the allocation of staff time, translates into monies. Is that then goes against the 207?
The original agreement for the 1% is already allocated, and that's not part of the new fund that we're going to create for Mark.
Okay. Okay.
For the Arts and Culture Commission. So when you see the tentative budget, it will strictly be the 1%.
Commissioners, any question for the gentleman? No? Thank you very much.
Real quick, can I just ask a quick question? Just to clarify, were you asking, like, if his staff time was coming out of the 1% or just, okay, other, nope, nope. You, okay, just wanted to make sure that that was clear. Thank you.
No, our staff time is paid for out of the 1%.
And then, Jason, I wanted to ask you, just so it's clear for the commission, fiscal year 19-20, at this time, and in our March meeting, I will be presenting the budget.
That is correct.
This our March meeting.
Your March meeting.
Yeah.
Next year, you will see the tentative budget. Yep.
Later on in the meeting, we may discuss changing the months that we meet in.
Right,
because we keep running into we're meeting in the wrong month for an upcoming decision.
For voting. And then don't forget, in May, then we do our RAC. So it's a busy spring. So, Jason, for fiscal year 18-19, I'll put together a budget, offer it to the Cultural Commission, and that would be for discussion only to hit these dates.
Normally, the commission would vote to recommend the budget to the Board of Supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that needs to be in front of them by April 19?
Yes. So, so depending upon how the schedule flows that you guys are talking about there, we may have some conflicts.
Information only and this meeting discussion only.
So, as far as the budget goes, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because you're teaching me this stuff. I think because everything's sort of happened so fast, what's going to happen is they're going to formulate a plan with the city manager and the CFO and the deputy city manager and Mark. And then after everything goes in front of the Board of Supervisors, and then the subsequent meeting, it would come back as information to you this time. But next year, it'll be a little different because we'll have more information, and then that will be presented to a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors. No problem.
So for this year, the budget will be informational only for us, but then moving forward, we'll have input.
Right. I'm going to be formatting I'm going to be formatting that for their template, breaking it down into line items, and that's what I'll come back here with.
have another question while we're still on this topic. Or maybe you're going to address this later. Tell me if you will, and then I'll wait. The marketing support that was provided by the CTA will now be contracted out, and then that comes out of your 1%?
So I included that in under promotional opportunities, radio spots, press, marketing. You know, we have this large True Grit event coming up, and we're already on board. I've been in discussions with them, and they're in agreement about promoting this, helping with the printing and that sort. Of course, as we speed up everything that we do, I'm going to be shooting them clear information to help support Carson City in advertising what we do. Yeah. I wouldn't expect that to change.
Okay, item number 7 on the agenda is for discussion only, a presentation of the upcoming National Endowment of the Arts sponsored Big Read events.
Okay, we're almost there. I'm not as far as I wanted to be for tonight's events because of other things, but I'm super excited. There are so many people and organizations here in Carson City that are pitching in on this event. The event's going to start May 3rd. The kickoff event will be at WNC's Art Gallery. It's going to be a weekend of events, May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. On the 3rd, we're having Ruby, the 20-foot-long rattlesnake, at the gallery. We're having rural photography by Dion Reynolds, who has works in the museum in Reno. We're having props and movie posters from True Grit. We're having Milo McCormick, electric guitarist from Silver City, and grandson of Jim McCormick from UNR, performing live. And last but not least, you know, I've been collecting canceled cards from 4 of our local casinos and put out this call for artists to challenging artists what they can create out of a deck of canceled cards. I've had overwhelming response from this in the past 2 weeks. In fact, I just received a piece dropped off at my office today. But I want to show you the outreach that this thing has had. So all over Nevada, and so all entries will be on display. The 4 casinos will be the jurors. They're going to pick 1st, 2nd, 3rd. We'll have prizes. Rustically Divine, the new commercial business on Carson, they're making the plaques. We're going to have gift certificates. And the best of show will be purchased and incorporated in the city's art collection, which I'm super excited about. I think this is a nice this has gained so much attention that I think that this could possibly exist as a standalone annual event. Anyhow, let me go back to here. On the 4th, we're screening Carson City Classic Cinema Club is screening the 1969 version of True Grit at the BAC. It's free with a valid library card. We'll have a keynote speaker that night, and then on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, we're going to reach out to and engage Spanish readerships. We're having a Cinco de Mayo fiesta at the city library. We're going to be bringing in the folkloric dancers from Dayton, reaching out to a cowboy in Topaz who does rodeo tricks to come in. We'll have a food truck. So that's just the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. All throughout the month, we have reader groups at the senior centers, reader groups at the high schools, reader groups at Stewart Indian School in the State Museum, even looking to partner with our State Library and Archives. The month of events actually overlaps with Nevada State Employee Week. And so we're going to be offering some free paperbacks and eye patches to state employees as well. E-Clampus Vitus, I failed to mention, they're a local group, and they have volunteered to make 3 little libraries, which will be on display at WNC as well. So they've kicked in labor, materials, This is going to be fantastic. And so those will be on display temporarily for the show, which runs to July 6th. But, I mean, what a great token of their dedication to our community, because these three things I want to work with the library on installing these in areas of need. And we'll have them filled with books from the Friends of the Library. So these are some long-term investments that people in the community are making for Carson City. These are just a few of the organizations. You know, as I said, it's a month long, and these are all ideas that are stemming from themes that occur in the book.
Can we get the Railroad Museum in on this? See if they're interested?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. What else do we have? So I expect to have all this finalized by next week. All that information, this 30 days of events, I'm already in touch with the designer at the Visitors Bureau to put together a pamphlet, something creative that can fit in someone's back pocket that they can pull out and see what to do. That actually would be an expense that would I would pay out of the 1% to hire those design services now. And the Visitors Bureau, the Culture and Tourism Authority, is in receipt of a grant from the state arts, from the state rural, what's the name of that rural grant for Carey Freelo's? A rural grant program that they're going to put towards photography and printing and media and that sort of stuff. I think that's it for that agenda item.
Mark, if you need volunteers, please do not be shy to out an email and ask us, because we know people in town that like to help too.
Great. Yeah. Will do. Thank you.
Mark, do you have the times for the events on May 5th?
I believe it's from 10 to 4 we're aiming for. And I sent you an email today with locations. Maybe WNC Latino Cohort could help corral audiences and provide some direction.
That's the reason why I want to know. Thank you.
So should we move to the next agenda item?
Thank you, Mark. For discussion only, a presentation of the Carson City Cultural Commission Facebook page.
So this goes hand in hand with the rapid pace that we're moving at, information exchange, helping, quite frankly, helping myself out and getting the message out to my colleagues. And so this is active now, and this is just a screenshot of our Cultural Commission page. Your names and titles are listed there under Join the Discussion. It says where we meet, how often we meet. These are just some, there we go. And these are just some postings, you know, recently. Notifying the community about when we're meeting, and then I've been asking some of the people that we've seen in our attend our meetings and some grant applicants to send their JPEG to me just to put it up. And so likewise, if there are any commissioner events coming up, greenhouse project, jazz, anything, send it to me and I'll post this. Okay. And of course this will fall into city policy for social media as well. So thank you.
Number 9, for discussion only, arts and culture report by Mark Salinas.
It's been a very, very busy February. So I like to try new things. Everyone knows that. I'm going to try to reorganize my presentations to you, okay? So let's try this out. Four categories: arts and culture, past highlights, upcoming events, sort of my day-to-day, and then number four, sort of like press, interview, like what footprint are we making? So here we go. Put on your seatbelt. Okay. And you know, meeting every other month, there's a lot of territory to cover, and so this is actually goes back to January 31, and it's just the red highlighted line there is from the mayor's state of the city. Arts and culture are integral parts of creating a community with an unparalleled quality of life. In a very real sense, they are the glue that bonds our quality of life. I think that what a fantastic way to start out our year, right? I'm not going to go through each and every one, but these are some events that occurred since our last meeting. These are some of the grant recipients from last year, from last fiscal year. This is a new event that the State Museum put together. You know, and it's so important, you know, I think to have that city-state partnership relationship. We're all in the same zip code, you know what I mean? So when one achieves success, I think it helps everyone out. So this is from the Nevada Arts Council. They have their fellowship art exhibition. So I thank the commissioners. A couple of commissioners have attended these on the regular, so I thank you for that. It also helps when those opportunities are get press that shows some light on Carson City. On February 21, I put together a first-time RAC grant workshop. This is what was at the Adams Hub, and it was to create updates to the application based on surveys that I gave past applicants, and that one was make a more user-friendly fillable PDF. To establish the scoring criteria, what are they being scored up against, to establish the eligibility, to actually give them a map of the actual two redevelopment districts. I was able to put together a press package agreement so that all of the applicants get the same amount of media attention, whether it's Facebook posts, whether it's printing. And we really put this into black and white. We've been operating this for a while, but I think this will I think we'll get more miles to the tank on this. Clarify the flow chart. It's a little overwhelming. So it goes to us, then to RAC, and then the board, and then how do I get reimbursed? A lot of these questions pop up time and time again. We had 21 attendees at this grant workshop, 10 new organizations. NAA did a fabulous.
I was just going to say, obviously, we need a bigger pot. Yeah. If we have 17 organizations and only $25,000.
Well, I'm doing my hardest to document the growth and the interest. Yeah.
I just wanted it on the record that the commission recognizes that problem.
The NEA just held their grand reopening. It was very, very well attended. They allowed me to attend one of the recent board meetings. There's someone we know. And so this is the Reno Tahoe territory. So this was March 14th. This is their website. If you can read, these are some of their members. Bentley Heritage, Boomtown Casino, Carson Nugget. And there are some arts organizations in there, St. Mary's Arts Center, the Culture and Tourism Authority, Carson Valley Arts Council, if you remember, their president was here our last meeting, Fourth Ward School. That's a little dark, but so this was the meeting that they held at the Nugget. And here's some local talent. And this was a brand new experience. They'd never had anything like this before. Upcoming events. So I mentioned the Lay Day Festival. James Salanoa and Rachel DeLovio from the Culture and Tourism Authority and the State Museum are putting together this Polynesian event. I think it's going to be fantastic. It falls into the same realm of success as Day of the Dead, as the Chinese Parade. I think this is really something. I offered some sponsorship so we could get some actual leis and flowers come in from Hawaii so we could do some stringing and events. We're also going to have live music there. I think it's going to be a fantastic festival. I hope it grows in the future. And going forward, I think in that budget, there'll be a line item for cultural events. So whether it's DISC or Basque events or Native American events, we can really help out those areas of our community. True Grit is coming up. The reimagined space, this is one of three locations I've identified as a location in need of some revitalization. This is a picture taken of our lobby here near the ADA ramp. Please do not touch the display. I don't think there's any problem with people wanting to do that. It's been there a while. It's a little dark, and you know, sometimes blight is often overlooked because you get so used to it. Which is a little scary that you would get used to something unpleasant. Anyhow, so here's a little before, and I'm going to be working with Parks and Rec, not only for this, but if you recall from the last meeting, putting up the vinyl signage for Da Vinci on the windows to turn it into this. And this would be all the artwork that we obtained from Capitol Collage. This is just a Photoshop sketch real quick. But parasols hanging from the ceiling, the pinatas, the 9-foot by 9-foot painting, the 4-foot by 4-foot painting, and maybe some, even some enlarged photo strips from people actually at the event, 4-footers.
Mark, I just want to say thank you for that. It's in much need of a facelift, so.
Good. And I'm happy to have a place to put this stuff. As I referenced the vinyl there. Administrative. So I had the opportunity to go to Las Vegas and Clark County to meet my counterparts and see how they operate within the city. This is their city hall. I was able to meet with Allie Hamblin Hayes. She's the Arts and Culture Director for the City of Las Vegas, Mickey Sprott, and Paco Alvarez from Clark County. Also had the opportunity to meet Jim McMichael and Krista Darnold from the Convention and Visitors Authority there. And I was curious to know what their relationship with the arts was. They were being recognized for their contributions at a fundraiser for the Neon Museum. And here you have two board members, Kurt Carlson and Yin Nawade, that I was seated with. The Neon Museum was putting together a second annual fundraiser. And as we stare down the calendar barrel of potentially a second Capitol Collage, I wanted to compare notes and see what other people were doing. You can see there's the GLOW Award where they recognize the Convention and Visitors Authority. Similar to our event, they had stilters. Similar to our event, sort of auction items and these plexi frames. They even had the artist that we commissioned to make the wristbands. That's his work right there, the cactus. They had a live painter. And, of course, a lot of marketing opportunities that I didn't look into, hadn't achieved yet. So it's a good comparison. And, you know, if one thinks that Carson City or Northern Nevada and Las Vegas are on opposite ends of the spectrum, they're very wrong. This is Michelle Quinn, who was a recent Nevada Neighbors lecturer for Capital City Arts Initiative. Maybe that was 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago?
October.
And she is spearheading the Symphony Park in Las Vegas to become not a satellite location for the Museum of Art in Reno, but a secondary location, like a full-on legit Nevada Museum of Art location existing in Reno, thus sort of closing the gap between northern and southern Nevada. While I was there, I was able to meet Bobby McDowell from Nevada Humanities. She is actually going to be one of the next. Actually, her works are on display right now at the Nevada Arts Council, and she represents some of the fellowship artists that they bring in from all over the state. They curate it. They bring in the work here to Carson City. As you know, if you've been there, it's on the second floor of 716 North Carson. They don't get a lot of foot traffic. I've been doing my best to try to get more people in there. But they're really looking for an opportunity to showcase this artwork. They curate it. They hang it. They provide the reception. They provide all the promotional materials. And going forward, I would like, I mean, if they're doing the work and the effort of bringing these artists to Carson City, I would like to put together workshops where people of the public can pay to have a workshop with the artist, maybe an hour or two before the reception, so we get the people going straight from the workshop to attend the reception. There was a large opening at the Barrick Museum of Arts. This is by Justin Favella. He's the one that created the pinatas for us. This is a piece that the museum owns. We own one of his pieces now, which will be out here in the gallery, in the lobby. Also, Quest Lakes has been attending a lot of our meetings and some of our events. And I went out to her Silver City residency program March 3rd. I'm going to try to get the right word right. Geodesic dome was made by Jim McCormick in the 70s, some of it by hand. It's fantastic. And she's been running artist residency programs out of here, artists from New Zealand, from England. This is her son, Milo, who will be performing at True Grit at WNC. And there's a picture of them in the 70s putting this thing up. Beautiful artwork. And she has it really thoughtfully organized, where each room has artwork and information of the artist. And you really feel like you're in a historical moment, but also a moment of synergy. Went out to Fallon to Churchill Art Center. It's been on my radar for a long time. For lack of better description, they're sort of the BAC of Fallon. They had a large fundraising event. Similar, this is very similar, I'm finding. This is a trend here. And also, I spotted some Carson City Symphony tickets there donated. So I was fortunate enough to be seated with the Stremmels and with the director of the Fallon Churchill Arts Center. You know, again, like Vegas, it's not a stretch. We are all drinking the same water, and it's the same arts community. And I think we have to be cognizant of that as a rule that we have to reach out a little bit, too. Okay, we're nearing the end here. I had the opportunity to give a lecture at the Boys and Girls Club to the staff there. I spoke to them about my organization in New York, Seven Train Murals, and how you know, the word community has unity in it, and how citizens are often looking for an opportunity to put a little sweat equity and making something nice in the community. And this was specifically about murals that I did. I also gave the same presentation Empire Ranch to the Carson City Men's Club. Was asked to be interviewed by BAC's new community radio, KNVC. Met Joe McCarthy there. We had this article appear in the Nevada Appeal promoting True Grit. And I did have a couple of people who reached out to me say that it was because of this article that they found out about it, so it's doing us good service there. I thank the staff there for putting that in there. I had the opportunity to give a lecture for CCAI at the Union. I want to thank Sharon and Glenn and her staff for putting on their seatbelts and putting up with me. I'm going to use any occasion I have to try to make new tradition, to try to change things up. As you saw, I feel like I'm working with the idea that I have 3.5 years on the time clock, and I want to make the most of it. So instead of doing it at the Brick, where it's traditionally been held, I reached out to the Union to see if we could do it there. This is their new private dining room. And this is how we loaded it up with 60 people. The Union were kind enough to waive the rental for this one occasion. They rolled out a little mini bar, and they were selling drinks, so they were able to make a profit. We had several department heads there, a few board supervisor members there, a lot of new faces there, which was really important. An old buddy of mine used to say that he would judge the success of his art gallery receptions by how many people he didn't know. So later on, where are we? What day is this? I guess this is later this week. Reno Arts News is going to be here in town. They're going to do a little video interview with me. I'm going to take them around town, show them what we're about, also follow up with two more lectures for CCAI, one at Dayton High School, one at Sierra Nevada College. Then I also have confirmed interviews with KUNR as well as Reno News and Review. And these are people that I'm meeting going out at these other events and culminating this this network. So, one more. Sherry Rupert asked me to speak on April 25th at the 10th Annual Nevada Tribal Tourism Conference about the business of art. So a lot of good news out there, and I think we're, you know, we're making some ink. And that is my report.
Any members of the public like to comment at this time on that report? Commissioners? No?
I just want to say you did an excellent job at the presentation that was at the union. Thank you for it.
Thank you. That was fun. That was fun.
Future agenda items, Mark?
A couple of things on my mind. You know, as I mentioned, it's the 10th anniversary of the Cultural Commission, and I'd like to do something interesting, and so I'm going to reach out to you for your ideas to think about maybe something that we could do in July. I think the actual date of the charter being signed is July 21st. But maybe what could we do to recognize what we've accomplished and what we have yet to accomplish, especially now that Arts and Culture is a department under the city. Is it recognizing past members? Is it an award that we want to give out to a member from the past? Is it, I don't know, is it a luncheon? Is it a tray of cupcakes? Help me think of something creative that can celebrate what we do.
I already have some ideas. I thought about a picnic potluck if it was going to be in the summer. And also definitely extend invitations to past commissioners.
Okay.
But besides that, you know, I'm...
So maybe for a future, our future agenda item, we can...
Can we...
You tell me. You tell me. So I'll put it for a future agenda item, and we'll make something happen next meeting. Secondly, Chair McBride and I will be making our annual report April 19th to the Board of Supervisors. This is our annual report as part of the charter. It has to be done before May 1st. Someone asked me a question about RAC. So the recommendation that we make next in May 14th, that's going to go directly to the Board of Supervisors for June 7th. I think Chair McBride, I think you had asked me if that has to go in front of the RAC meeting, where it has to hit. We try to make the meetings hit the other meetings in that flow chart. And Lee indicated to me that that would just go straight to the BOS. And then lastly, I will do, for discussion only, a real simple scoring criteria for our next meeting, because those are going to be the RAC presentations. It's going to be a real simple scoring system. It's not going to be anything. I mean, you already have the skill set. We're just going to formulate it real simple.
And the way those are distributed to commissioners, especially these grant packages, it's important that we all take a look at them before we walk in. And so are they going to be emailed to us?
Or? So those are due April 17th, I believe. So we'll have a full, almost a month to review them. I can print them out and mail them to you, or if you want to stop by my office and pick up a printout, you know, so you're not printing out these things at home. They're pretty thick packets, yeah.
And Mark, will you let everyone know where your office is?
Thank you. Kind of forgot that part, I'm sorry. So I am housed at the Adams Hub, 111 West Proctor. corner of Proctor and North Carson Street across from City Hall, or across from the Union if you're hungry or thirsty. The Adams Hub has graciously allowed me to exist there rent-free. As I said, in April, the transition of that might go towards the city, in which case the back room, and if you recall, this is where I held the Entrepreneur Workshop and big gallery show that was on a wine walk, would become a venue for arts and culture. So we would actually, we'd potentially have a white box dedicated to the artwork that we purchase as part of the Arts and Culture Master Plan, artwork that could house loans from all of the organizations that we're becoming friends with. It could be a venue for RAC grantees. And I think it also becomes a tourist destination downtown that could really, put us to work in a really good way. So that's a big game changer, and I think, and I fully support it. And I think, my goodness, I mean, we're so lucky to have artwork like this. That's been space has been identified, and so much work has been put towards decorating here in the courthouse and the brick, and to add to that a dedicated, for lack of better words, white box that could potentially, you know, we could potentially partner with the Nevada Arts Council on some of their shows. I think there's a lot of opportunity there for Carson really to create some new tradition.
Commissioner reports and comments, and I just wanted to start off with my comment, and that is the commission's profile has just been increased, guys, in case you didn't realize that with all this. But we'll have budgetary responsibilities. This time, you know, we'll just be informed about it, but going forward, we're going to have to keep an eye on that and make recommendations as needed. And when I had lunch with Mark a few weeks ago, I suggested that that I'm just going to encourage everybody to think about attending a cultural or arts event twice a month. I think a lot of us do it already. It's not going to be, you know, a real stretch. But, you know, pick the things you like. Stick with it. If you like the classic cinema, if you like the music or visual arts, whatever, just make sure that you let people know that you're on the commission when you're there. Now, Sharon and maybe Barb was complicit in this too, but it says support the arts Carson City. So instead of a name badge, I just have this in my bag, and so whenever I show up at an event, I throw it on.
This was the coalition. We got them for one of our events, and I think some of us still have a few. Mm-hmm. You should wear them more often.
Yes, we got them. I think the idea was when we were lobbying the Board of Supervisors for the 1% room tax. Mm-hmm. And we all showed up with our buttons. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's my only comment.
I do. I just want to say that the 10th annual Concert Under the Stars. The tickets are officially on sale. Jefferson Starship is the venue this year in Midnight North, which is a big deal. This is a fenced, gated event at the BAC. If you're interested in regular tickets, CarsonCityGreenhouse.org, they're only available online. And I have one sponsored chalet tent left, and then 44 tickets for Table on the Green. If you're interested in that, you need to contact 232-8626. And we will have a catered buffet for the tents and the Table on the Green from Blend Catering. So it's going to be a wonderful event. We look forward to it. And, Mark, I will send you the poster tonight. Thank you.
I just wanted to say Travel Nevada has created an arts and culture guide, which is a statewide arts and culture guide that they are currently printing. So if anyone wants some for their art displays or whatever, they want to give them away as many as they can. They are printing, I believe, 50,000 of them. Mm-hmm. They are statewide, and they will have all kinds of events and happenings and art exhibits and things like that. So if anybody would like any of those, just let me know. I'll be happy to put you in touch with the people that will be distributing them. Just get a hold of me. You can reach me at my email address, which is jmgeary@nevadamagazine.com, or my phone number is 687-0603. And like I say, they're very anxious to distribute these, so just let me know how many you'd like to have, and I'm sure they'd be happy to give them to you.
How many times a year will you be putting these out?
I believe this is going to be a semi-annual guide. And so this is the first one they're doing, and then I'm sure they'll be looking for input from, but this is a statewide, so it also includes Southern Nevada and all the rural areas as well. So it's very comprehensive. I think everybody will really enjoy it. So please let me know if you'd like to have some, and I'll be happy to make sure you get some. Okay? Thank you.
Commissioner Dineo, do you have an upcoming event?
Yeah. April the 7th, it's a fundraiser for the Brewery Arts Center. And, of course, since funds are decreasing, we need to help our organizations with their fundraisers. So it's an evening with the divas. There are five ladies who will be providing five different genres of music and encouraging ballroom dancing and a little cowboy stuff and alternative music. It's really going to be a very interesting run at this. And we're trying to think of a song to close. How about We Are Family? But it's April the 7th, 6 o'clock. There's a silent auction, and then the doors open to the performance hall at 6:30, and at 7 p.m. the concert starts. Should be a fun evening.
Well, I have some here.
But I have another question I would like to ask, which is sort of going back to business. Has there been any interest shown in any place anywhere for an incubator, as we had discussed about the prison? We were able to contact Glenn out at the prison and run that around?
I actually reached out to the Prison Society trying to loop them in on True Grit events, and we weren't able to connect either by email, by phone. I mean, sometimes people get busy, but
I think the one to help you is Lori Bagwell, since she was out there for so long. She could help you with that.
Okay.
Anyway, but that's an opportunity. I mean, it's just a great big prison. And
Barbara, they're going through the steps of being able to open it to the public. It's a process.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I have a few, so I'll try to just run through the April ones.
Okay.
The Mile High Jazz Band, the full big band, is performing at Living the Good Life on April 10th. And one thing in the future that I wanted to mention is that there's going to be a jazz band from the Navy who will be here and work with our jazz camp in June. And we'll have a concert on McFadden Plaza in June with the jazz camp youth band, the Mile High, and the Navy band people all performing together. And we've started working on Jazz and Beyond. So that's Mile High. For the symphony, Carson Chamber Singers have concerts. The one in Carson City will be April 6th. And then there's one in Virginia City and one in Reno that same weekend. Then the early music group plans a concert in April, too, probably the 20th. The youth strings and the senior strings group have a concert on April 26th at the community center called Music is for Life. And the Carson City Symphony has a concert on April 28th with Alexander Tudinoff, a pianist from Oregon. Yeah. And he'll probably be doing a master class too here.
Any other announcements? Any other comments from the public? Yes, Sharon, please step up.
Sharon Ross, Capital City Arts Initiative. I want to make this comment in advance of your grants meeting. I think it would be inappropriate to say this when you're meeting for the grants, but to dovetail with Bob's Kroll's comments in his State of the City and Ellie's comment earlier, a point about the grants funding that you have to give out, the Cultural Commission funding is vital and critical for all the applicant nonprofits. I know you know this. I just need to say it again, if you will indulge me. All of the organizations struggle to keep their budgets in the black. Your funding is a vital baseline that really helps us go out and ask other people, private and other kinds of organizations. We can show that we have been supported by our city, and that really, really, I'm using the word vital over and over. It is. So I don't know where else the Cultural Commission can help stabilize and enlarge your grants funding. If the city budget is available, not anything. Even with the $38 million.
We're going to have to fundraise. There's a lot of other needs
I realize that. I just needed to say this one more time. It would be inappropriate to say it next meeting.
Sharon, this is Terry McBride for the record. So, the one time we can talk directly with the Board of Supervisors besides out and about and in the community is at our annual, during the meeting where we give our annual report. And we will stress the point that more and more organizations are scrambling for this same pot of money that we've had for 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And, just appeal to them, just keep reminding them.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
So I'll put that on my list.
Thank you, and thank you for listening.
And I think just to echo everyone's shared concern is that that we keep good records of our numbers, that we show a linear progression of what we're doing, who we're bringing, the outreach that we have. I know I'm keeping the list of zip codes for all those playing card competitions. But I think if we go to the table with good, solid information, I think that will help. I think we all have the same goal in mind. It's just making sure that we take the steps with the proper information at the right time to the right people.
Oh, we have someone else coming up.
Good evening, Rhonda Aubin with the Carson City Classic Cinema Club.
Hi.
We have a lot of things going on. I know everybody knows us for our monthly classic screenings at the Brewery Art Center, which we do just because we get a kick out of it. And we get a chance to see classic films in the communal theater setting as they were intended to be seen. Those are also mini fundraisers for our biggest mission, which is to help kids get involved in the arts. So we have initiated a needs assessment with the blessing of Superintendent Stokes through the school district, which we will be talking to teachers and counselors to see what they think the kids might be interested in. We want to bring the arts to the kids, especially those that don't get the opportunity or that don't even think about the possibility. So that's what we're doing. We're also teaming up with Mark on The Big Read, showing both versions of the film. And we have several different community events that we're planning in conjunction with the merchants on McFadden Plaza. So we have, in fact, the 29th, we're doing an Easter egg hunt with some craft activities for the kids. And we'll be showing Easter parade, weather permitting. And with Garrett LePierre's sponsorship, we have six other outdoor films scheduled for that venue. So if anybody has any suggestions of things we can do to help the kids, I've actually enlisted Mark to help us. He's heard from different organizations in the area that also want to help the kids. So I'm kind of trying to get him to localize us all. If we could all work together to pool our creativity and our funding, maybe we could do something really special for the students and the kids. Thank you.
One more thing I'd like to ask Mark and all the commissioners. You know, there's a leg for funds that we're not approaching. And I brought it up when I first came on the commission. And that's business. And it seems to me we have quite a few businesses in this town, in northern Nevada, builders, there's, you know, all kinds of folks that we should be approaching and somehow put together a package that would interest the business community to sponsor art in Carson City.
Right. What, I mean, I think we're fortunate enough that Chris Cassidy had put forth his own money to make a giant mural outside of McDonald's. The DBA has done their due diligence in taking their membership funds and putting some murals up in town. I'm going to, you know, if you recall the five pathways of arts and influence I introduced a couple months ago, I applied for a Nevada Arts Council Circuit Rider grant. Remember that term? That's what got me out here with the Arts and Culture Master Plans, right? I applied for another one, the maximum. I think it's a $4,000 grant, but and I pitched that five pathways of arts and influence. And under one of those pathways is really commissioner engagement. And I'm going to be leaning on the commissioners to help me in your area of expertise for the outreach to some of these organizations or individuals that I don't know or I just simply can't get to because there's not enough hours in a day. But it's definitely that recommendation is definitely well received. It's there. The Rotary, off the top of my mind, the Rotary in Reno put forth money to create a Rotary art park of sculptures, maybe about six or seven outdoor sculptures, but maybe about 4 foot square each one. It was pretty impactful. And so, yes, I need not only your ideas, but a little help along the way to meet and cajole these.
That the Rotary Club right here in this town is looking for a project for visibility and the name of Rotary in this town and the things that we do. And we're looking for all kinds of ways in which we can step up to the plate. And I think places like ClickBond, and I just can go on and on with names, the Change Place and so on. But we need to sit down and identify these folks and say, what can we do? Different categories of business sponsorship into helping fund art organizations. We could make this work, I think. So I'll help you.
And, Mark, I just want to share, and the cinema thing brought it to mind. I got a packet of Valentine's about why we like the kids like the library. And one of the Valentines, and I'm glad you're partnering in True Grit with the cinema, it would probably be a great fit as well, that one Valentine said, I'm broke and the library's free. So the arts need to reach everyone. And so I think our partnerships, and you're absolutely right, make a big difference in terms of getting the message out there.
Hi, I'm Maureen Conlon. I was here in January to talk about Arts for Children of Nevada, a nonprofit that I'm working on putting together. So we have gotten state approval. We are now on the way to getting the federal government 501(c). We have our board of directors. I've put together some programming that we can also tie in to the True Grit project, and I'm working on the fundraising so they don't have to depend on grants. So grants are great, but you're right about the business community. So I have a fundraising person. I have a marketing person. So hopefully we can really do something special for the kids. We're also going to do, for as the give back part, during the True Grit, a peanut butter posse, so that I'll work with Food for Thought or one of the food banks so that the children will donate an item that can go to those kids that are staying at motels. And then I'm going to work with them in the summer for their project that they do when they feed the kids at the park. So things are moving along. Just a quick update.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. It's 7:47.
It's what?
Sorry, 6:47.